manufactured spend setbacks and opportunities, and limited time promotions on today's Milanomics Squared podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam Simon.
And I'm Robert Dwyer.
And this is the Milanomics Squared podcast, no annual fee edition, on the Milanomics Podcast Network.
If you're not subscribed to the full Milanomics Squared podcast, you're missing out on a deeper dive into topics like the following. Sam, you want to take news item number one?
Giftcards.com has joined Giftcard Mall with their $2,000 monthly cashback cap across all portals. So we had seen this happen at Giftcard Mall, and we thought maybe Giftcards.com won't follow, and then Giftcards.com followed, and the lone holdout was Rakuten. And we thought maybe Rakuten was on our side, and then July 7th came. That was as far as they could go, and now they are capping as well. They were showing the old restrictions of $60,000 a month, and now they're showing the $2,000. All in all, it's a negative. We've covered it on the Patreon show for a few weeks here, and how we can or where we're flanking, I guess, with this development. Robert, anything you want to add?
That's a bummer, and we liked it for a lot of reasons. Airline promos that would come along. This really does make you want to, I think, make sure that $2,000 that you're using is the most highly leveraged $2,000 in your life.
Scarce resource allocation. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I guess maybe a spousal account would be something that comes to mind. A way to flank a little bit that way. I think that's totally above board. Interesting question you posed. I hadn't really thought about it. You know, how can we stretch this now? But anybody who has taken it to those limits before really is going to be limited now. And you start to, I think, almost look to other online purveyors of gift cards more than ever before, I think, with this change.
Absolutely. Yep. We got to move on. Robert, you want to take the next one?
All right. I think this is a targeted offer for the Chase Marriott and Ritz cards. 10x on gas and dining, $719 to $915. Comes with a $3,500 cap. You have to register. And I have tried registering my cards and I can't register. And I don't know if that's because I'm not targeted or because I need to wait until 7:15, but it doesn't, if it is targeted, it was targeted to not me. So I would like this promo. I know we're not big fans of Chase, or we're not big fans of Marriott and Ritz, Marriott points, Bonvoy points as a currency, but 10X is pretty compelling. It gets my attention, right? And gas station is something you could do something with. Dining, forget about it. There's so many things that are bonusing dining at this time.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad you said that. These cards are so repetitive in their attempt to get to the front of your wallet. Is it enough for you to get this to the front of your wallet?
Yeah, definitely for gas.
For gas, you're saying, yeah?
Yeah, for gas, I would. Yeah, 10X is pretty compelling. And there are a lot of places that code is gas that you might not think. You know, maybe a 7-Eleven or something like that.
Can we say that?
What do you mean? 7-Eleven is a place that might go buy gas. What are you talking about?
I like it. We'll follow up on that. I'm sure that's developing. The 15th, just right around the corner, you'll find out, I guess, if you're really targeted for it or not.
Tax day. I'll be looking forward to two things.
That's right.
Whether I get all my taxes in 10X at 7-Eleven.
All right, I'll take this next one. It's 20% off on Amazon when you use at least 1 point from Discover. And so this is a great quarter, actually, to bring up the Discover cards in general, because this is quarter three we're in now, and PayPal is the Discover 5% category right now for the next 3 months. And so getting those cards out, getting them used, but more importantly, keeping some of those rewards for a rainy day like this. You know, it doesn't help you if you've used all of them up and you're targeted for this offer and you don't have any of these points. So check that you're targeted, but also keep a few clanging around. You know, it's so much easier now to keep a few the way that you redeem the cashback bonus and whatnot. With Discover, you're able to draw down very specific amounts. There used to be some thresholds and things like that. Really don't have to worry about that any longer. So keep a few, just a few, and don't use more than one, because the ratio for the points is not as valuable as just taking a statement credit.
Totally agree. I got caught last month where this promo, I think maybe just first debuted or a different iteration of it, came around and I didn't have one measly point to be able to take advantage of it. So I got it this time. I got my 20% off. I think I got a Whole Foods Market gift card. So that was a good deal. Those Amazon deals, a little bit confounding. You click around for a while. Sometimes they don't work, but when they do work, they are pretty nice little kickers in the action over there at Amazon.
I just want to say, don't buy anything legitimate with these, because inevitably you then try to return it or you feel like you can't. Just go for the gift card, right, Robert? Do you agree? I mean, we always say playing it straight is the hardest way to play this game.
I think we did a whole show on that.
Right? Yeah, we really did a whole show on that, I think we did. Just get a gift card somewhere you're going to use anyway, 20% off of Whole Foods or your favorite grocery store. I think that's a strong play. Moving on. Speaking of grocery stores.
My favorite, Stop and Shop and Giant, with 3x fuel rewards from July 10th through July 16th. Maybe using enough gas to make this compelling once again, and 3x is a nice rate. Fantastic promo that just keeps going, coming around. They have not relented on that much. It's glad to see those coming back into steady rotation. 3x, nice clip. I like it.
I wish it was in that footprint. I really do, especially with those giant grocery rewards.
Oh, that would be nice.
Something that is in my footprint is this Hyatt point rebate. You've got a 15 to 25% point rebate on award stays, plus, this is huge, free parking. Mm. You've got to register by September 1st. You've got to stay from the 8th of July, so this is live now, through the 8th of October. You get 15% back for everyone and 25% back if you're a Chase Hyatt cardholder. So in some situations, it might make sense to revisit a booking you already have and cancel and rebook. It stacks with promos like the 2,500 points for those with elite status.
Theoretically, yeah. Best case, you could stay at, like, you know, my beloved Park Hyatt New York for 20K instead of 30K, or at least 22.5, and you'd get free parking there, which is kind of bit, but during these times, do you see any compelling use for this? I mean, normally I'd be like, oh, let's go to Mallorca. This is incredible. But now I'm like, oh, I can't go there. I don't want to go there. Is there any viable angle here? No, not really. This was a really fun exercise mentally, but it's completely useless to me. What do you think?
I mean, for me, there's no use. But I, outside of someone that has a booking, can rebook it and pocket 25% or 15% back, I wouldn't go out of my way to take advantage of this. I also think it's so important to run the numbers. You know, just because there's 25% back or 15% back in points, what if the room rate is significantly depressed? What if there is an opportunity to find a way into that room for far less than what you would think it would cost? So I'm not seeing that in general. You know, we did a whole show on vacation bookings at through Airbnb and VRBO. And as part of that, we were discussing that we are not seeing hotels at low rates yet. But you have to run the numbers in order to understand if this is a good opportunity or not. If your hotel is 22,000 points and it's, you know, $169 a night, forget it. It doesn't matter. So
fantastic point. You know, I was thinking as you're talking there too, remember last year Hyatt was announcing all these changes, you know, a peak and off peak, right? So we were talking category six or going up to higher numbers and seasonal and all this stuff. Like, oh, one last hurrah, the last time you can stay at this hotel for this price. Now, things have completely changed. They rolled that back. Here they go, rolling back up to 25%.
Come anyway. We want you. We'll take you.
It's a huge swing, but it just... No, I think Hyatt, we always say, is great about reacting to the situation, acting in an earnestly a good way towards their loyal members and all that kind of stuff. So here they are again, kind of adjusting things dynamically. It's, I think, smart on their part. And it's not upfront. It's a rebate. It's complicated. You might forget to register. You have to stay during a certain window. It isn't just like, you know, all of our hotels are going to be cheaper for the foreseeable future. So good on them. And I'm looking forward to perhaps more from them in the future. I mean, they had their way to spend towards status and things like that. So they are definitely one of the more creative hotel chains out there in terms of getting you to do things given the current situations. I like this promo, and maybe things loosen up a little bit in certain areas. I can see my way towards taking advantage of it. But the runway isn't tremendously huge here. I mean, just a couple of 3 months, right?
You're not changing your hotel for our Milenomics meetup in Minneapolis, you're saying?
Oh, hadn't thought about that. That is...
Now you're thinking.
Well, location is key there. Being in the airport is nice. So I think I will stick with the IHG. And I think I have a crazy free weekend night certificate that I've been trying to shake for a couple of years.
Imagine you get it back.
No.
Like lucky penny. Yeah. You want to take the next one?
Yes. On again, off again deal with the Chase Sapphire Reserve card. It was earning 5X for a while there. Boy, what a week it's been with that card. I was on vacation. Talked about that on the show. I went down to Newport, Rhode Island. I was there. It happened to straddle the month break. So there at the end of June, beginning of July. And then with this, over the course of a week, I have gotten 1X, 3X, 5X, and then 3X again for restaurants. Sometimes they weren't coding as restaurants. Sometimes they were. Sometimes they're getting 5. Sometimes they're getting 3. Chase getting a little drunk and disorderly here, quite random, but you're still getting 5X on gas through the end of September, which is very nice on this card. He called it the freedomification of the card, and the restaurants kind of pulled through, I guess, accidentally. So, okay, they're rolling that back. But I think what we really like there is the ability to get still 3X on restaurants and pay yourself back with it. And you were pointing out with DoorDash, it's even better because you're getting the DoorDash Dash Pass and you can pay for the whole thing. I mean, it's just a lot of free food coming from Chase.
Well, it's not free, right?
There you go. I fell into the trap again.
Yeah. You know, it does. It does feel free, but you're actually taking your points. You're refunding them back at 1.5 cents. And theoretically, you're putting that towards travel. I hope you're putting it towards travel. But taking 1.5 cents for your points, I think there's no better way to go right now with Ultimate Rewards. Free or not free.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot. And the 5X on gas, that would be really nice if gas was a pay-yourself-back category. When they rolled pay-yourself-back out, they said it might apply to other categories. I think that could be a very interesting development to watch from Chase when the pay-yourself-back at restaurants and home improvement stores rolls back. That ends at the end of September. What will they do next? Could be interesting to see it go to gas or some other categories. And maybe I kind of like it if it coincides with a category that they're currently bonusing in a high way, or one that's organically bonus like travel or restaurants. That'd be really nice combo.
This doesn't make sense why it's not travel. I mean, I guess it does make sense, but
why does gas make sense but not travel, right? I mean,
because people aren't using gas, so they don't have to worry about giving away points, I guess. No, you're right. Right.
Are they trying to encourage people to, right? I mean, the whole reason they're doing pay yourself back on restaurants and home improvement was because people were, a grocery and home improvement was because people were shopping at home for stuff, right?
You're right.
They were nesting, they're doing, they were spending in those categories. So going to gas doesn't really make sense.
Especially with an electric car. Yeah, don't do it, Chase. Listen to us. Yeah.
I should take this one because I surfaced it up from Wirecutter. Going really far-reaching here. And I saw this cool announcement that, I'll get into a little bit of like personal finance stuff. You know, these flexible spending accounts that you have for healthcare and dependent care, which you set aside money and then you pay yourself back with it over the year. And
Pre-tax money.
And then you are able to pay yourself back and not have to pay taxes on those expenses. But the crazy thing about it is that it's always use it or lose it. And it's always even a little more complicated with you need to reimburse it by then. And then you have some grace period and all this stuff. And I've gone back and forth over the years on this. I think when your kids are young and you have a reliable $5,000 plus of dependent care, that is a slam dunk that you should do.
Slam dunk.
Yep. A lot of people can reach that by the second month of the year, if not sooner.
Yeah, but COVID has thrown it in the air. It really has, you know.
And that's what this is, right? This is saying, okay, you were setting aside, the way my company works at the beginning of the year, you have to say how much you're going to withdraw, and that occurs in regular periods throughout the year. And so here we are now halfway through the year, and they're saying, hey, you can make an adjustment now. The federal government is saying that. Now, it's not mandatory that employers work along with this. But think about that. That's pretty nice, right? You had a situation where you thought this was going to happen. In my case, it was summer camps. That's where my money was earmarked for. And those are diminished or perhaps non-existent. And I am only, my company hasn't embraced all of this. They have embraced the part where I can say, okay, I can stop now, right? I've been I was putting away $1,500 and I put it away $750. Yeah, I can say, okay, $750 is limit. I'm not going to do any more for this year. And then I'm not as exposed for things that I wasn't going to be able to pay for. So I thought it was a really good thing to raise up and see if your employer might be giving you some flexibility at this time. So is this useful to you at all? Are you seeing anything on your angles? Or
I'm in a little tough spot because I haven't used up, you know, I max out, you were describing us, I mean, you know, young kids max out, you know, flexible spending account for dependent care, and 3/4 of the way through the year here, or half the way through the year here, we have only used 3 or 4 months of childcare. And so I'm sitting there thinking, well, at some point, I think, are things going to reopen or not? And so it's a bit of a gamble, you know, whether I stop, lock in where I am and potentially lose some of those pre-tax deductions. Or if I roll the dice and think, well, you know, as long as I get another few months in, 2 months in, at by the end of the year, I'll max out the whole 5,000. So it's important to really take a step back, I think, and walk through these and walk through them with your benefits administrator. They're not all created equal, that's for sure. Have you lost money? Have you had money expire without having expenses against it in the past, Robert?
I have had that.
That's the worst, isn't it?
Well, is it the worst? Right? I mean, we had a very healthy year. Was that the worst? No, it wasn't the worst.
Right? I know, but you know, but then no, it does stink. You go like, oh yeah. So,
well, that's like everything. Like, I didn't use my Saks benefit last month. Yeah, not optimal, but really, how much would my life have been improved by getting some things I didn't really need from Saks that month?
Right.
So, should I have rushed out on the 31st and gotten some eyeglasses for my child or something like that? Like, well, it didn't happen. He didn't really need glasses, so it's okay. I look at the big picture. It has worked well, but it definitely makes me more cautious about how much I'm going to put it. It doesn't take more than 1 or 2 years where you left some money on the table and then completely lost it. And maybe it's on par with the amount that you would have eradicated or the amount that you saved in taxes.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's how I would approach it. I think, you know, tax brackets jacket and then think, okay, well, that's where I can take that haircut and still be, you know, somewhat equal. But dependent care is a little different, I think, because the amount is higher and, you know, the opportunities are lesser. I can't go out on December 31st and pay someone to take care of my kid.
That sounds like a good New Year's Eve party. What are you talking about?
Here's $5,000. Do anything you want. I just need a receipt.
Can't play anything straight.
No. But we're all in this. And so the reason we're bringing it up here in the show is we're all in this together. We're dealing with this very unique situation. And I hadn't heard of this, but you know, you and I were talking. I noticed that I could still fund a prior year 2019 retirement account. And I thought, wow, in July, huh? But that's part of these changes. There have been so many changes related to personal finance and what's going on with COVID. And when you stumble upon them and you need them, it's really great to have them there. You know, if you're in a situation where you've decided, that's it, we're not going to back for the whole year, I'm going to work from home, and you're able to stop your flexible spending, that's so nice. So yeah. I'm glad you're bringing it up.
Just like we talk about in the show, you have to know about these things to take advantage of them. And then B, you have to take advantage of them to profit from them. So I think it's totally on board. Just like the conversation you were having on the manifesto with Gideon the Frequent Flyer, talked about reducing cell phone expenses last week. Thought it was a fantastic show. Totally that's great, right? Opportunity for people to save money. So check that out if you haven't heard that before. Great network of podcasts going on right now. Three shows. We got three different shows. Fantastic.
That's great. Yeah, three shows plus this, you know, no annual fee show. That's four shows. That's great.
A lot of content.
It is. And you know what? It's a great time to have a lot of content. Very, very current shows on all three network shows.
Oh, one more thing to mention. One of our subscribers on Slack mentioned that he put his charge for Patreon. Well, you know, Patreon is a monthly service that you pay to have a subscription to any number of things. Our paid show is run through Patreon. And he got a $5 shop small credit for his subscription to the Milenomics Podcast Network, which is fantastic. So shout out to that subscriber for mentioning that. And if somebody is out there listening, has enjoyed the free shows, would like to dip their toe in and try the paid show for a month or two, it's a great time to do it. Shop Small will supplement you for $5 a month. Just wild.
You know, we tried to get American Express to include us in the Master Value Injection. I think I'm taking this as a victory, Robert, that we did get it.
Yeah. No, and yeah. I've seen all kinds of crazy things triggering the Shop Small benefit. Anything that seems to like run through Stripe or some back end or something like that, that it doesn't run a lot of volume. I don't know what the theory is, but I am seeing all kinds of crazy things code for that Shop Small promo. So be adventurous with the card that you have assigned to that. And don't forget that you can add additional American Express cards beyond just proper point. American Express cards, right? I've got what are the crazy ones I have here, right?
Travel Elite.
Yep, FNBO Travel Elite, Wells Fargo Propel World, a famous card that kind of a Milenomics cult classic. You got a call to get it and have the guy rifle around the back room in order to be able to find it. But the point is that you can generate a lot more than $50 credits from Amex Shop Small than just your own social security number. Add some authorized users. If kids are 13 or older, my son just turned 13, I can't wait to get $50 for it.
You get a card and you get a card and you get a card. Yes, exactly.
Come here, buddy. You want rose gold or regular gold?
Oh, wait a minute. You're adding him and you're taking the 50,
of course.
Not him? Oh, what a great, I love it. Christmas comes early for you, Robert.
Yeah. And then I'll give him $50 for chores or something. Well, thanks for joining us this week. For a more in-depth discussion about points and miles, visit us at patreon.com/milenomics. There you'll get a special link to listen to additional content right in your mobile podcast app or on your computer, where we speak more freely about topics like these.
And as always, you can reach us on Twitter. I'm @milenomics and Robert's @Robert Dwyer. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, we'll see you on the site.